USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 troops in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that will allow Customs and Border Protection officers to work in the field without being saddled with desk work. House and Senate leaders are heading to the White House next week to sit down with President Biden and discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling isn't raised.
It is Congress's constitutional obligation to act, not hold the full faith and credit of the United States hostage unless we allow them to make cuts to programs hardworking Americans rely upon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden wants a clean bill to raise the debt limit and won't negotiate, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the debt limit will not be raised without spending cuts. Dozens of regional banks saw their stocks fall today. Correspondent Kayla Talshi says investors were trying to guess who will be next to fail.
There's a real focus on banks that are under pressure that maybe haven't managed their interest rate risk well enough, and so this is the market just placing bets on the next to drop.
Regional banks PacWest, headquartered in Los Angeles, and Western Alliance in Phoenix took the biggest hit, and trading for both was halted. The number of job openings in the U.S. has hit a two-year low. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics says there were 9.6 million job openings in March. It's the lowest number since May of 2021. And pink slips are coming at Morgan Stanley. The company plans to cut about 3,000 jobs by the end of June. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Former President Trump says he may skip at least one of the first few Republican presidential primary debates. Trump is either skipping the first debate in August in Milwaukee or the second at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Last week he bragged he was considering skipping the debates because of his lead in the polls. Wall Street closed down today as investors prepare for another interest rate hike. The Dow lost 367 points. The S&P 500 dropped 48. The Nasdaq fell 132 points. A pro-life amendment in Kansas was vetoed, but lawmakers in the Jayhawk state overrode that veto.
A pro-life amendment in Kansas failed last August in their legislature as it was vetoed by the governor. Last week, however, the state legislature overrode Democrat Laura Kelly's veto overwhelmingly. The Kansas House voted 87 to 37, and the Senate voted 31 to 9 to move forward the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and will become law in the Sunflower State July 1st. I'm Lance Pry.
Former Las Vegas Raider Henry Ruggs III has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a fatal DUI crash. Under the terms of the deal, Ruggs will plead guilty to charges connected to the deadly crash and serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. Back in November of 2021, he was going 156 miles per hour on a residential street when he hit another vehicle, killing the driver and a dog inside. His blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.